Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. We are your home for country music. Yeah. Woo!
We just sprinkle it in the mix once in a while.
No, for real though. Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying, your Song of the Day winner today. Oh, by the way, get a thinking now. Tomorrow's category for Song of the Day. We've got a good suggestion for this. Best Disney Song.
Ooh, that's going to be so good. With your win, Joe, Tim McGraw, I mean, humble and kind. I feel like Tim McGraw can raise a nation.
He can.
I thought you were gonna, like you are dying, be humble and kind.
I thought you were going to say, Joe, you're humble and kind. I'm like, well, I'm not always humble. And I try to be kind, but you know
no,
what?
No, you are.
It's a stretch. Hey, check this out. I had so much fun yesterday. I went to Live the Web Girls. Would we call it a dance recital? What's the official terminology?
I guess like a showcase, basically. So like I was kind of showing off what I had been working on.
And let me tell you guys, if you've not seen it yet on our Instagram, it's on our IGTV, but we have like a link that takes you there. It's Joe McKenzie. Can you please go there and show some love? Comment with a rose. You know, like you're throwing roses to Live the Web Girl. Because I wanted to feel the love. It was really incredible yesterday. What routine did you do? Like what kind of dance?
I did a cha-cha to Ariana Grande's Into You. Obviously, Ariana Grande is my queen. But I was literally so nervous. And there was just added pressure because my parents were there. And Joe and his wife, Lindsay, were there.
That's so
I was
cool.
Like,
you
oh,
went,
my
Joe.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Lindsay, that's so nice.
Talk, I have to sneeze.
Oh, I was like, he was making a big grand, like he's crying.
I'm trying to like talk and you guys are like, what? Oh, he's going to say something really good. I'm like, no, I'm sneezing.
Now, so Liv, is this for just for fun?
Yeah, so it's just for fun. So I danced my entire life. I danced ballet, point, tap, jazz, like musical theater, lyrical, hip hop, like all of it for my entire life competitively. And so I really miss dance because I haven't danced since high school. And my boyfriend's parents own ballroom dance studios around the city. And so he was like, why don't you take it? Because you're just so stressed out with like all of your jobs and it would just be a really good stress reliever and you love to dance and you've never done ballroom before. So I was like, yeah, it's like would be a brand new world to me. So I started it and I absolutely just like love it because I love dance so much. And it just like really helps me a lot, kind of just like de-stressor and just something fun to do.
Does he dance too? Like since his parents own those?
He knows every type of ballroom dance.
He does?
Yes, he does not do it anymore. Like you have to beg him to even get him to do like even a little bit. But he knows it all. He used to be like a professional dancer.
That's the thing I found out.
Cool.
I was like, hold up. Jewel Daddy was a professional dancer.
If you ever met him, you'd be like, what? He just does not seem like
Yeah, he doesn't.
He just does not seem at all. But yeah, so I started to do it and I just really like it a lot. I love it. But the performing part, because I've never done ballroom, it still freaks me out.
See, now I just picture after finding out that Jewel Daddy was a professional dancer and lived, like I picture like their real first encounter was at like a club or like a wedding and it was like. Lift me up.
Summer recital, like on Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
But it was so impressive. Liv did great. I'm feeling fine now. Like, I didn't drive into work or anything, but I feel hungover this morning. I drank a lot yesterday, and I didn't even realize it until it was too late. I had, like, six Tito's in club sodas.
For Sunday Funday?
Yes.
Get it, boy.
And I was just hammered, and then I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, because Liv's dad, who's in the mob, he, like, I think he bought me one drink, but he's like, wow, like, Joe's drinking a lot. I just felt self-conscious because I kept on leaving the limes in my drink, so eventually, like, my whole glass is just a lime.
Limes, just a cup of limes.
First of all, I love whatever this venue was that they have cocktails to watch the dancing.
Absolutely.
That's so fun.
Yeah, I know. And how did my parents just met Joe's wife for the first time, Lindsay, last night, and they absolutely loved her. But Lindsay loved watching the dancing and she wants to start taking ballroom dance lessons because a lot of couples do it to kind of just do something fun with their significant other. A lot of them will do it like if there is the relationship is kind of struggling or the intimacy is lacking.
Are you saying there's issues in my relationship?
I'm not saying anything. I think, you know, you've said what you've said on the radio. So I'm just saying it has helped couples and relationships. I think it would be so good for you and Lindsay to take dance lessons.
And you can dance. Joe, I've seen you. Well, you've got it in you.
Do they judge if you're drunk every time you show up to class?
Because I gotta be
buzzed and then I'll dance
in order to
twerk.
Dance.
I swear, like a man that can dance is so sexy.
It's So there you go, Joe. Come on.
Okay, but it's...
It'd be a good workout, hashtag Joe's journey.
No, no doubt about that. That's what everybody's telling me. But I'm just afraid, though, that, like, you say it can help relationships where people sometimes, like, last-ditch effort will go to dance to try to rekindle their relationship. Uh-huh. I'm just worried, though. My wife and I fight about the dumbest stuff. Like, I'll be stepping on her toes. I'm afraid she'll be like, you big idiot, you stepped on my toe. And then I'll fight, like, shut up, I'm not an idiot.
And then I'm like, sure she won't.
It's just, it would be sweet. And maybe also, surprise her.
It's something that like kind of like can bond you because like it's teamwork, you know? Like it is a partner dance. Like you have to rely on the other person and the other person has to be like accountable and you guys both have to be accountable and rely on each other. So it's kind of romantic.
All right. Well, I will consider it. Can I at least give you that?
Yes.
Can I give you, I'll consider it real
consider
quick?
Consider it. Yes, that's fine.
All right, cool. Hey, I want to find out about the tea, but real quick, I want to get this call real quick. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, what's up? I see you on the phone line. What would you want to say?
I was calling about Song of the Day because, Joe, you have a missed opportunity. You could have picked Thriller because it's a midnight hour being close at hand.
Genius!
Rachel, wow. We can't. Rachel, it's not your fault. They should have told you when you came on the phone. We can't say the T word.
the Thriller incident. No, I think that's a great idea.
No, that is genius. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Rachel, but honestly, I like my job and I already lost a day of pay, so I'm not going to do that. Mackenzie.
Joseph.
What's coming up in the tea?
Well, Jane Fonda got arrested for the fourth time. I'll tell you for what. And John Legend performed drunk, and you get to hear it.